4. In an experiment published in 1988, social psychologist Fritz Strack of the University of Würzburg in Germany asked volunteers to hold a pen either with their teeth, thereby creating an artificial smile, or with their lips, which would produce a disappointed expression. 5. Those forced to exercise their smiling muscles reacted more enthusiastically to funny cartoons than did those whose mouths were contracted in a frown, suggesting that expressions may influence emotions rather than just the other way around.